Hello, my name is Linda Rowe and I'm the APAC Immigration Leader at EY based in Hong Kong. Today I have with me Lee Clacey, Associate Partner in Financial Services Immigration Team, and Denise Isaacs, Associate Partner leading our UK Immigration Team. Today, we are going to be discussing the outbreak of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, which has been declared a public health emergency by the World Health Organization, and the impact on global businesses and mobile workforces. As has happened with other recent global health emergencies, governments in many jurisdictions are taking immigration-related measures in order to contain the spread of the virus, including notices advising against non-essential travel to the Hubei province in mainland China. Official government websites contain specific warnings and should be consulted by travellers. Several countries have temporarily closed or restricted processing at consular posts and visa application centres in the Hubei province and across China entirely, all for non-emergency services. Government websites contain the latest official information on consular closures and visa application centre closures. Most countries have introduced additional health screening procedures at some or all ports of entry. Travellers into and out of Asia should allow extra time for such screenings taking place, both on arrival, on departure, and on planes pre- and post-embarkation. To help companies and travellers understand the impact of these closures and restrictions, myself, Lee, and Denise will share our insights and broader crisis management framework, together with tips to support your globally mobile workforce. Lee, in your global role supporting businesses with mobile workforces, you're well placed to outline the current travel restrictions. Could you share the most up-to-date positions for key locations?
Yeah, thanks, Linda. So I thought that I'd just summarise the three key observations that we've made across each of the countries. So government response has essentially been to issue travel bans, visa suspension, and recommend or impose strict quarantine measures. And I've picked out five examples of this in common travel destinations where there are these significant restrictions. So first off, with travel into the US, foreigners who have visited China in the past 14 days, except for US citizens and US green card holders and their immediate family members, are temporarily banned from entry. So flights with Chinese passengers or passengers previously visited China will only be allowed to enter the United States from 11 airports: New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, Honolulu, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Washington, New Jersey, Dallas, and Detroit. Going on to Hong Kong, so effective from the 8th of February, there's been a mandatory 14-day quarantine on all visitors, including Hong Kong SAR residents, mainland China citizens, and other travellers arriving from mainland China, and those who have been to the mainland China in the last 14 days, immediately prior to entrance is imposed. Impacted travellers should hold a valid entry permit or visa valid for no less than 14 days. Otherwise, their entrance will be rejected. Failure to comply with the 14-day quarantine may be subject to an imprisonment of up to 6 months or be fined up to 25,000 Hong Kong dollars. The Hong Kong Immigration Department is currently operating with limited services. In particular, visa label issuance and collection services are impacted with delays. End-to-end processing time for all visa applications in Hong Kong may take an additional 2 to 3 weeks in general, based on the limited operations to date, and may potentially increase if working from home persists. On a separate note, the new Hong Kong ID card applications are suspended until further notice. Moving on to India, for Chinese nationals and other country nationals who are currently based out of China or visited China during the last 2 to 3 weeks and had their Indian visas issued before the 5th of February, either electronic or regular paper visas, their visas are no longer valid and they cannot travel to India on their existing Indian visas. Such travellers will need a new visa for their travel to India. Any traveller currently in China with compelling reasons to travel to India is directed to contact the Indian embassy or consulate of his or her jurisdiction in China. All visas issued to Chinese passport holders before the 5th of February and coming to India from anywhere in the world have been suspended. So these restrictions are not applicable for Chinese passport holders of Hong Kong, Macau or Taiwan. There's a home quarantine of 14 to 20 days, and that's suggested for all travellers coming from China, Hong Kong, Thailand and Singapore. And then next on to Singapore, foreigners who travelled to China in the past 14 days are banned from entry, except for Singaporeans and PR holders. There is imposed a 14-day self-quarantine. Visa issuance and visa-free transit for Chinese nationals are suspended. Previously issued visas for Chinese nationals are also suspended with immediate effect. Work pass applications will be rejected for Chinese nationals effectively from 31st of January. New work pass applications submitted before the 31st of January will be subject to approval. Effectively, from 8th of February, individuals holding an in-principle approval letter with travel history to China in the last 14 days prior to arriving into Singapore will require approval from the Ministry of Manpower prior to arrival and be subjected to a 14-day leave of absence. The request for the Ministry of Manpower's approval can be submitted online 3 days prior to the individual's planned arrival date. And lastly, long-term pass holders, including work passes, student passes, dependent passes and long-term visit passes, with recent travel history to China within the last 14 days to be placed on a 14-day leave of absence. And that's effective from 31st of January.
Thanks, Lee. As an example, could you share how the UK is handling individuals who are unable to return to China due to the virus?
Yeah. So let's go into the detail a little bit more. So if you are a Chinese national in the UK and have been compliant with the conditions of your visa prior to the coronavirus outbreak, your leave will be automatically extended to the 31st of March 2020 if your visa has an expiry date between the 24th of January 2020 and the 30th of March 2020. So you don't need to do anything to get this extension. You'll be subject to the same immigration conditions as your last visa during the extension period. You will not automatically receive a new visa or biometric residence permit card. Your new expiry date, 31st March 2020, will be added to the UK visa immigration system. If you need a status letter confirming this extension or a new biometric residence permit with a revised expiry date, you should contact the coronavirus immigration helpline. If you've already applied to extend your visa, you don't need to do anything. And if you're intending to apply to extend your stay in the UK before the 31st of March 2020, you should continue to do so.
It certainly is a challenging time for China. So let me share the impact on foreign nationals holding visas and in China and those potentially seeking to leave the country. First and foremost, the impact is on outbound travel. So getting access to the most up-to-date information like that shared by Lee is critical to the business. The authorities in China have not restricted outbound travel for any of their nationals or for foreign nationals currently in the country. But there are restrictions outside of mainland China, including to special administrative regions and countries globally. And even those, as you've heard from Lee, with visas may be impacted. EY is sharing daily alerts, and we would encourage all listeners to connect with EY immigration teams in your local country to ensure you're receiving these alerts. Let me focus on what is happening inside China currently. For anyone whose permits are valid, they may return to China and continue with their China assignments or employment, subject, of course, to getting flights into China. And we have seen airlines significantly reduce their timetables. Those individuals can also leave China at any time. One important point, if any foreign national holding a visa does not return to China 1 month before the current work permit expiry, they will need to go through a fresh new work permit approval process again. And that's based on the current policy. For anyone whose China assignment or employment is completed all will be completed soon. They can depart, but we recommend they leave their original work permits with China HR. We can then assist with work permit cancellation processes, and residence permits that require cancellation can also, we can also provide support, as it will be necessary to explain to authorities the reason for non-cancellation in person. For anyone who holds a long-term work permit, but their residence permit will expire soon, they can either enter China 2 or 3 working days before the expiry, or enter China with a new visa within 3 months of the expiry to file an extension. So if an assignee cannot enter China within 3 months of that expiry, a new application again will need to be made. It's important to note that this will include medical examinations and residence permit applications, and also the impact for any accompanying family members. Advice should also be sought on tax implications. There is a commitment with China work permits to pay China tax, and those commitments are made both by assignees and by host entities for any Type A or Type B work permit applications under the salary scheme. So the China tax payment certificate is required, even in cases of cancellation, and obtaining that tax certificate often requires the applicant's original passport, for example, in locations like Guangzhou, Foshan. So it's difficult to go through that process if the individual is not in China to make that application. So in terms of future steps, we recommend that you seek advice to navigate those challenges if they present themselves. Countries including the US and the UK, as we've heard, have suspended their visa services in mainland China across multiple cities now, including the key hubs of Shanghai and Guangzhou. The UK visa applications in China are currently closed across the whole of China. It's actually not possible to remove any documents or arrange the further delivery or collection of any new or replacement passports from any visa application centres or consular embassies that are closed. The situation is being monitored, and people are being encouraged by governments that if they require emergency travel documents, to connect with consuls or embassies in other locations for advice and support. Any documents that are being held in those centres or in consulates or embassies in China will only be returned when they're reopened in the future. The National Immigration Administration in China is updating in real time for Chinese citizens the immigration control measures that are operating across countries globally. During the epidemic prevention and the control period, the National Immigration Administration recommends that Chinese citizens postpone exit plans as much as possible. So if Chinese citizens really need to leave the country, they are being urged to learn more about the specific entry and exit regulations in the destination country or region and arrange their trips accordingly. Denise, perhaps you can share with us some key considerations for companies with globally mobile workforces. How do they begin to tackle what is such a fluid and evolving situation?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Thanks, Linda. Yep. So what we've done from a UK standpoint, we've issued out our alert. And I think what we're seeing our clients consider are really the four following things. So firstly, do a risk assessment of the crisis. So consider official government announcements and the impact assessments from reputable national and international organisations, as you've previously mentioned, WHO, the UN, etc. The second thing is identify any travel bans or restrictions implemented and any government evacuation plans. Really key there. The third thing we're seeing is assess any physical restrictions limiting the transfer, movement, or the well-being of individuals out of a current location. And lastly, monitor the developments and changes to keep stakeholders and those impacted updated and ensure the risk assessment is current as I think we've touched on, this is an ever-changing situation. So as of today, this is where we're at, but we need to think about what will happen tomorrow, next week, etc. So it's important to assess globally mobile employees, business travellers and assignees, remembering family members, those that are on personal or business travel, including those who may not have reached their final destination yet. So assembling information regarding these populations is critical. And that's the type of discussions we've been having with the clients. Get your data together and then let's assess it so you can really understand what that risk is to your business. Understanding the immigration status, travel restrictions or impediments and impact of relocation ensures options can be presented to the business and ultimately impacted employees. So action may only be required on an individual basis. And what we are seeing more and more is sometimes it isn't a broad brush approach and you do have to look at the individual in that particular situation.
And Denise, what are companies doing as of today? What kind of different responses are we seeing?
So we're seeing a mixture. So we're seeing a little bit of a mixture. There isn't a broad brush approach, as we discussed. And I think the reason we see that mixture is because you really have to look at the country that we're talking about. We need to look at where their home country is, if it's an assignee, for example. And you need to also consider the business impact. And really, there is a little bit of a difference there. I think if what I have seen more recently is certain people are moving out of China because as this thing potentially may grow or it may not, as we've discussed, it's very fluid at the moment. We are seeing that individuals are leaving before other borders shut, for example. That might be one approach. Another approach we've seen from other companies is that people are staying put. So like I say, it's really hard to determine on a generalistic basis, but I think you have to consider business impact and, of course, the personal individual family impact on the specific person.
Thank you. So just in terms of wrapping up, I think our advice is really to ensure that you're receiving daily updates on what is a fluid and evolving situation. Please do reach out to your local EY contacts for the most up-to-date information on travel restrictions and the impact on existing visas or visa applications that are in process. And that brings our podcast for today to an end. This was recorded on the 18th of February, 2020. Thank you to everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.